This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to another episode of Live and Learn with me, Dashrin Johan. Heidi Kwa, founder of the NGO Refuge for the Refugees, was charged in the Sessions Court yesterday with improper use of network facilities by initiating the transmission of offensive communications on refugees in the country through her Facebook. So it sounds very complex, but that is pretty much, she pretty much got charged for something she wrote on Facebook, on her own Facebook page last year about the conditions of the detention centers, refugee detention centers. Heidi, who's a recipient of the Women of the Future Award, joins me on the show today to share her thoughts on the case. Welcome to the show, Heidi. How are you doing today?
Dashrin, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing as well as I can be.
Totally understand. And, you know, we are all in solidarity with you. Let's start from the beginning. Why were you charged in the first place? I mean, I read a very complex sentence, you know, legal sentence at the start of my introduction, but perhaps you can break things down a little bit for us.
Yeah. So, long story short, last year, on the 5th of June, 2020, I posted, you know, it was about 5:30 a.m. in the morning. I had just gotten off a call with a person that I work with. She used to be a detainee in one of our detention centers. And one of the reasons why she called me in the wee hours of the morning was because she was really traumatized by her experience. I mean, she's now back in the Philippines, but she still has pretty bad PTSD and flashbacks. And so once in a while, she calls me when she can't sleep and I try to kind of sit with her and hold space. And that day, you know, it was a means of a lot of things that was happening, actually. Mm-hmm. Some of you guys might recall last year, in May, June, the mass arrests of refugees and migrants were happening as well. Cases were relatively lower then, but detention, because of the mass arrests of refugees and migrants, detention centers soon became our number one COVID-19 hotspots. At the same time of my posting, our health DG also released a statement saying that we need to stop arresting refugees and migrants at this point of time, especially because it just causes more COVID outbreaks in detention centers. So when her call came in, she was just detailing her experience in detention centers, from the lack of access to basic essentials like sanitary pads and diapers, all the way down to just, you know, the mistreatment and abuse that takes place. But really a lot about, I think a lot of what I wrote about was just detailing, you know, just a simple lack of access to basic hygiene necessities, given a time now that we are living in a global health pandemic. So I wrote that as a reflection piece, drawing back to at this point of time, we shouldn't be mass arresting refugees and migrants. So it was just really drawing back to that, right? Long story short, I went to bed, woke up the next day. It happened to be shared over 5,000 times. The immigration DG got hold of it. A few days later, they released a statement saying that my allegations are false, and they will be pressing charges against me. They will be filing a police report against me. So that is what took place. They filed a police report. Last in July, I was investigated. Three police cars came to my house to pick me up. I didn't happen to be home. So I got a call then from my parents and from the IO and was asked to report into Putrajaya after. I reported to the Putrajaya police station on that day itself. The questioning took place. I was in for about 2 hours with my lawyer, Sinyu, and we left then. So this happened about slightly more than a year ago.
Yep.
On Thursday, last week, on the 22nd of July, I got a call from Bukit Aman telling me that they have received instructions to press charges on me under Section 233, misuse of the internet. At court yesterday, when my charges were read to me, it has been understood that what I'm being charged for is for apparently offensive content that is meant to annoy.
Right. Okay.
So that's, I think, yeah. So offensive content that is meant to annoy, misuse of internet facilities.
Right. And you pleaded not guilty, right?
Yes, I pleaded not guilty.
Okay. How did, of course, you can't reveal details of the court, but how did it just, as an overall, how did it go yesterday? Did you get the necessary support, and are you hopeful of the outcome?
Yes. So it went as well as it could have gone yesterday. Mm-hmm. Very, very thankful for an IO that is kind and nice, and judges that are kind and nice as well. We managed to lower the bill was first, so I pleaded not guilty. The bill was first set to 7,000 ringgit. But after my lawyer basically submitted my CV and explained, just the work that we do, along with just my, in some ways, you know, my contributions to Malaysia, right? Mm-hmm. And the communities around, he asked if we could submit for a bill of 2,000 ringgit instead, and the judges so kindly agree. So we are very thankful for that. Mm-hmm. While it's been a really hard time, I'm also really thankful for just the many, many, many kind Malaysians that have reached out, you know, to stand in solidarity, even as this investigation and these charges take place. Very, very thankful for the support. You know, we've seen not just, people in the public stepping forward and sending kind messages, NGOs, you know, over 100 of them sign on to a petition. We've seen MPs and parliamentarians push forward their own petitions and media statements as well, asking for the charges to be dropped. And in such a time as this, I'm just thankful, you know, that people are coming together to stand for what is right.
You know, it's been slightly more than a year now since you posted what you posted on Facebook or what you broke down earlier. Do you stand by what you posted today?
Yes, I 100% stand by what I posted. What I posted was, if you actually read through Suakam's annual reports and, you know, reports by different human rights organizations, you would realize that the case that I detailed is actually in Suakam's report. I can point to the exact page. Also, on page 73 of the Suakam's annual report in 2018. So I stand by what I posted. You know, what I posted was the truth. And I think that, you know, instead of investigating whistleblowers, we need to investigate the allegations that we've pointed out.
And, you know, the thing about you is it looks like it's back to work for you despite this court trial, which I'm assuming, you know, must be taking some toll on you, right? Making you a little bit tired and all of that. But you posted on Facebook yesterday that you're going to be providing food for 700 families this weekend. So, you know, back to your usual work, going on the ground, helping people. Where do you keep finding the strength to keep pushing, to keep going, to keep helping?
Yeah, it's back to work. I mean, my strength really comes from just knowing that the needs are out there. Honestly, this charge has thrown me off. I mean, it's shaken me up quite a fair bit. And it's been really emotionally intense. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, this is the first time something of this sort is happening, right?
Definitely.
It's not just a charge, right? It's also the public scrutiny. This charge and the attention comes with not just messages of solidarity, but also an increase in cyberbullying. You know, people, you know, dropping horrible message saying that, hey, if you care so much for refugees, why don't you just bring everyone home? You know, hey, people are saying things like, calling me stuff like pengkhianat negara, right? Why am I caring for refugees when Malaysians are in need? People are dropping really nasty comments, you know, in DMs and in comments. But I think I find the strength to keep going really by just understanding the needs out there. You know, it's now we're living in such a time where the situation is so dire. I think in our last conversation, I said this, right? And this remains, our hotlines are blowing up. We've seen an increase in suicide cases. It's a hard time for me, but I'm thankful for the really kind Malaysians and just people that have stood together with me in such a time as this. And the least I can do now is to stand by those who are struggling and to give my best, because that's what I'm here for, right? To serve the communities who are struggling. Whether you're a refugee, whether you're a migrant, whether you're a local B40 community, we're here to help, you know, because that's what NGOs do. And I think, you know, I'm just trying to take this opportunity as well to tell anyone who's listening that people often think, I mean, there's a lot of comments these days, right, saying that, yala, you know, these NGOs, very good at critiquing the government, very good at pointing out flaws within the system. I would like to emphasize that we don't just talk, mm-hmm. we walk the talk, and we are here to serve. And this means that even after a court case, even after a charge, even after a really hard week, we are back on the ground to feed 700, 800 families every single week. And this is not just, you know, opening up a day one with food for people to come, right? We don't do that. We actually deliver aid to the doorstep of every single family in KL and Selangor that needs help.
Before I let you go, Heidi, do you have a final message that you'd like to leave us with?
A lot is happening in our country today. Mm-hmm. It is heartbreaking, difficult. We're all grieving in one way or another. We're all angry. But in such a time as this, let us remember to come together, to stand with one another in solidarity. You know, especially when people are being charged or investigated for doing what is right. Let us come together in support for one another. And this means even, you know, this means not just within the realms of NGOs, right? But look at our Malaysians who are at the Olympics representing the country. Let us be kind to them, regardless or not, you know, they win gold medals, regardless, you know, of their placings. They have given their best and their 101%. I think I woke up this morning reading headlines of certain news outlets, you know, talking about how our Malaysians, going to the Olympics has failed in some ways, you know, failed mm-hmm. to bring back the gold medal. People are criticizing Farah Ann's gymnastic costume, and they're not, instead of encouraging her for the fantastic work that she has done. I mean, I think even being able to represent Malaysia to the Olympics is major, regardless or not, you know, whether our badminton players or our swimmers or our gymnasts, whether or not they bring back the gold medal and they get to place number one, I think we need to celebrate them. Malaysia's going through a lot, and us as a rakyat, we need to think of how can we stand together in such a time as this and be kind to one another. I think that's really my final message to everyone. We need to be kind to one another. The only way we'll get through this pandemic, the only way we'll get through this really difficult time is that if we stand together and be kind to one another. Let's stop, pitting the rakyat against one another. We need unity at this point of time to recover as a nation.
On that note, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Heidi.
Thank you so much for your time.
I've been speaking with Heidi Kwa, founder of the NGO Refuge for the Refugees. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can check out the podcast on the BFM app, bfm.my, or pretty much wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Dashran Johan, and this has been Live and Learn, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.